The Object of Establishing Hygienic Restaurants. August 7, 1902. In an interview between Sister White and Elder W.C. White, August 7, 1902, Sister White referred to the object of establishing hygienic restaurants. She said, "I have been instructed that one of the principal reasons that hygienic restaurants and treatment rooms should be established in the centers of large cities is that by this means the attention of leading men will be called to the third angel's message. Noticing that these restaurants are conducted in a way altogether different from the way in which ordinary restaurants are conducted, men of intelligence will begin to inquire into the reasons for the difference in business methods and will investigate the principles that lead us to serve superior food. Thus, they will be led to a knowledge of the message for this time." Sabbath Observance. W.C. White. "Then you think that it is better to reach the people by arresting their attention through the closing of our restaurants on the Sabbath than through the serving of pure food on that day to keep their stomachs in good condition on the Sabbath as well as on other days?" Mrs. E. G. White. "Certainly." W. C. White. "But the objection is raised by some that the people need our foods and cannot secure them elsewhere on the Sabbath. Should they be refused the privilege of eating at our restaurants on the Sabbath?" Mrs. E. G. White. "We are not to conform to the wishes of the world in any particular, when these wishes are in conflict with God's law. The Sabbath day is to be kept holy unto the Lord. Our hygienic restaurants are not to remain open on that day. Let the patrons have one day during which to think of the difference between the food that we serve them on weekdays and the food that is served elsewhere, and they will more highly appreciate our restaurants. The line of demarcation between our people and the world must ever be kept unmistakably plain. Our platform is the law of God, in which we are enjoined to observe the Sabbath day. For, as is distinctly stated in the 31st chapter of Exodus, the observance of the Sabbath is a sign between God and His people. Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, He declares, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." Verses 13, 14, 17. When thinking men find that our restaurants are closed on the Sabbath, they will begin to make inquiries in regard to the principles that lead us to close our doors on Saturday. In answering their questions, we shall have opportunity to acquaint them with the truth. We can give them copies of our periodicals and tracts so that they may be able to understand the difference between God's people and the so-called Christian world. W.C. White. "Should tracts be given to the people within these restaurants?" Mrs. E.G. White. "Our tracts are to be distributed everywhere. The truth is to be sown beside all waters, for we know not which will prosper, this or that. In our erring judgment, we may think it unwise to give literature to the very ones who would accept the truth the most readily. We know not what may be the results of giving away a leaflet containing present truth.